I am happy this morning to be with you.
我今天早上非常高兴能和大家在一起。
And also sharing the word of God.
来分享神的话语。
I enjoy the hymns, however, some Chinese word I didn't understand it.
我非常欣赏大家的赞美诗，尽管这里的中文我不太懂。
But today our subject is It's very important.
今天我们的主题是非常重要的。
I can with confidence tell you there is a message from the Lord to every one of you.
我很确信这是神要给我们在座每一位的信息。
Look at this title, God will recycle your suffering.
我们来看今天的主题是神会重复的使用、循环的回收使用你的苦难。
We read the scripture about David.
我们刚才已经读了大卫的关于大卫的这节经文。
David in this scripture, he was escaped from Saul.
在这节经文里，这些经文里面，大卫逃离了扫罗王的追杀。
And he was a cave outside of his comfort zone.
他来到了一个山洞，这个山洞并不是一个舒适的地方。
Away from his family,
他离开了他的家人。
He was afraid to be killed from Saul.
他害怕扫罗会继续追杀他。
Alone in the cave, very cold.
自己一个人待在山洞里面，非常的冷。
How long do you expect that David was escaped from Saul?
你们认为？大卫已经想要脱他在逃脱扫罗的追杀有多长时间了
？Week, two weeks, three weeks, one year.
是一个星期、两个星期还是一年
？It's between 10 to 15 years.
实际上是10到15年的时间。
He got the promise to be the anointing king, and he's now run away for his life for 15 years.Without seeing the promise, come on.
他得到了应许，要成为一个受膏的君王。但是他逃脱了，他在十到十五年的时间里面，一直在逃脱追杀。
The book of First Samuel, tell us about David suffering without doing any sin.
这在撒母耳记上，我们看到。大卫他没有犯错，却是一直在受苦。
He was suffering for his righteousness to obey the Lord.
他是因为他的义，因为顺服神而受苦。
While in 2 Samuel, David was suffering because of his sin.
而在撒母耳记下呢，大卫也同样是受苦，但是他受苦是因为他的罪。
In Genesis 40.Joseph was mentioning that he suffered 13 years for his righteousness.
Joseph. Yeah. 在创世纪里面，约瑟曾经说过，他是因为他的义在受苦。
While Samson couldn't mention while he's in the prison, he's suffering without doing anything.
而参孙呢，他没有做什么事情，他也是在受苦。
I will ask you today, are you suffering?
我想今天问一下在座的各位，你们在患难之中吗？
I will ask you today, is there anyone no suffering today?
我想问大家，我们有没有经过患难的弟兄姐妹吗？
I will be amazed sometimes when people ask me, I didn't do anything, why I'm suffering?
我很多的情况下，有弟兄姊妹来问我，我又没做什么错事，为什么我会受苦
？You know, from the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, and they go out from the garden, He told them, "You will be suffering."
你们记得在创世纪里面，神创造了亚当夏娃，当把他们赶离伊甸园的时候，说你们要受苦。
Even Jesus gave us the promise, in this world you will suffering, but I will be with you.
甚至主耶稣也告诉我们说, 今世你要受苦, 但是我会与你同在。
The beautiful story this morning that God will recycle your suffering to be a good weapon in your hand for your comfort and for the comfort of others.
今天我们要看这一节美好的信息，就是说， 神他会重新使用你的苦难， 使他成为你手中强壮的武器， 用于安慰你， 也用于安慰别人。
David in the cave, he wrote two psalms, as you say, Psalm 57 and Psalm 142.
我们看到大卫就在这一个山洞里， 他写了两首, 赞美诗。 57篇和142篇。
In Psalm 142, he was crying out to the Lord, I left up my voice to the Lord for mercy.
在诗篇142篇里面他说到, 我发声哀告耶和华, 发声哀恳求耶和华。
I pour out him my complaint before him, I tell my trouble.
我在他面前吐露我的苦情, 陈说我的患难。
When my spirit grows faint with me, it's you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me.
我的灵在我面前发昏的时候, 你知道我的道路, 在我行的路上, 敌人为我暗设网络。
Look and see, there is no one in my right, no one is concerning for me. I have no refuge, no one care for my life.
求你向我右边观看, 因为没有人认识我, 我无处避难, 也没有人眷顾我。
It was the situation of David outside of his house escaping from Saul.
这是大卫所处的一个情况, 他离开了家庭, 独自躲在山洞里。
The same feeling of loneliness Paul was feeling it in 2 Timothy 4:16 and 17.
同样的感受也临到过保罗, 保罗在提摩太后书里第四章里面写道,
And he mentioned, at my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all Gentiles might hear it, and I was delivered from the lion's mouth.
我初次申诉, 没有人前来帮助, 竟都离弃我, 但愿这罪不归于他们, 唯有主站在我旁边, 加给我力量, 使福音被我尽都传明。 叫外邦人都听见, 我也从狮子口里被救出来。
If that is the case, how God will comfort us? How God will recycle our suffering?
如果是这样的话, 神会怎样安慰我们? 他会怎样回收使用我们的, 苦难?
First point, the Lord comfort us by the presence of brothers and sisters around of us.
第一点, 神安慰我们是 因为有兄弟姐妹的陪伴。
Paul, David realized that human compassion is the translation of God's goodness.
大卫意识到, 人们的这个怜悯心, 同情心是神美善的反应。
Paul also got his comfort by the presence of Titus in 2 Corinthians 7:6.
保罗也得到安慰, 因为提多的陪伴。
Dear brother and sister, we will see God's compassion behind the love and the presence of brother and sister who's normally there around us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 我们看到神是他透过我们熟悉的人, 他们 爱心的做工,
David also in the last verse of 142 of the Psalm, He mentions that the righteous will gather about me because you, your goodness to me.
大卫也在诗篇142篇里面写到，义人必环绕我，因为你是用厚恩待我。
What's happened to David? God sent for him his family first.
我们看大卫他看到了什么？首先是发现他的家人来到这里来陪伴他。
You know what that mean? When he got anointed, his family was neglecting him. He's the smallest. He's not eligible to be king.
我们可以看到当初大卫在被告的时候，他是被大家嫌弃的。嘿，你是最小的一个，为什么会高你做榜？
When he was a good heart and delivered food for his three brothers in the army, the big brother Eliab was mock of him.
当他受父亲的嘱托，带着食物给他的三个在军队当中的三个哥哥送去的时候，他最大的一个哥哥甚至取笑他。
The whole family came for him because he's alone.That means the three big brothers left the army to come be aside of him.
他的家人聚集到他的身边，因为他知道他的苦楚，知道他的困苦，所以他的三个哥哥也从军队当中离开，来到他的身边。
And God sent for David 400 men.What's a beautiful 400 men to comfort him?
神也派遣400个人来到他身边来和他同在。
All of them came with dead troubles, got fired from their house, and depressed.
我们看到这些人也都是不堪的人，他们有很多在痛苦当中被父母遗弃，陷在债务当中。他们这些困苦的人也来到他的身边。
Does God send them to comfort David, or David comfort them?
是神，你们认为是神把他们送给大卫来安慰大卫呢，还是让大卫来安慰这四百人？
Second point, the Lord comfort us through the love of our brothers and sisters.
第二点是神，神。透过我们弟兄姐妹的爱心来安慰我们。
It's a beautiful problem happened with Moses in Exodus 36, 5 and 6.
我们看到在出埃及记里面第36章里面记载了一个问题，但是这个问题是一个很好的问题。
When God gave to Moses the plan to build the temple of prayer,
当神给摩西这样命令，要让他来建立一个帐幕。
The people are bringing more than enough for doing the work. The Lord commanded be to done. Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word through the camp. Please, no man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary.
我们看到人们带来了很多的东西来建立这个帐幕，摩西把这个命令吩咐给他们之后，就发现他们带来太多的多的东西，所以摩西传命，他们就在全营中宣告，无论男女，不必再为圣所拿什么礼物来，这样才拦住百姓不再拿礼物来。
My little children, let us not love.In word, neither in tongue, but in deed and trust. 1 John 3:18.
约翰一书第三章十八节说到：“小子们呐，你们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。”
I pray in these days that the Church of God will have the same level of love and compassion. That if someone is in trouble, overcare of him, called him, overcalled him, send an email.Be present close to him.
我在这里祷告，我们基督的教会也要有摩西所看到的这样相同层次的爱， 也就是当我们看到有人在经历苦难的时候，你一定要关心他，甚至是有时候可以过度的关注他，让他能够透过言语，透过电话打电话，透过亲自的陪伴，让他感受到这份爱。
And the question is, why there is bad circumstances? Why there is suffering? If there is no suffering, how God will comfort us? How His glory will be appear?
在这里有个问题，就是为什么会有苦难？如果没有苦难的话，神怎么样来安慰我们
？Third point, the Lord will comfort our heart in difficult circumstances.
神在困难的处境之下会来安慰我们。
Okay, Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that the love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
God sent for David his family. God sent for David 400 men.
神派遣他大卫的家庭来陪伴他。神差遣400个人来陪伴他。
There is a promise today for you this morning. You will be sorrowful yet always rejoicing. You will be poor yet making merry rich. You having nothing and you get possessing everything.
我们看大卫得到这样应许，就像哥林多后书当中讲到的，似乎忧愁却是常常快乐的，似乎贫穷却是叫许多人富足的，似乎一无所有却是样样都有。
2 Corinthians 1:4, who comfort us in our trouble so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
哥林多后书一章四节，我们在一切患难中他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Today God have a message and promise for you. God will recycle your suffering to be a good weapon in your hand for your comfort and for the comfort of others.
今天神要把这个信息传递给你，是他的应许，就是他会回收使用你的苦难来成为你手中有效的武器，可以安慰你也安慰别人。
God willing today to recycle your suffering to be a good weapon in your hand for your comfort and for the comfort of others.
再重复一下，神今天要应许借着你的苦难给你一个有力的武器，为你也为安慰别人。
Fourth, the Lord will comfort us, will comfort you by His presence.
第四点就是神会借着他自己的同在来安慰你。
The world is tired from lying, from treachery, from looking for honesty, love, and friends.
这个世界已经厌倦了谎言、欺骗、利益，我们都在寻找诚实、爱和友谊。
Do you know where their hope is?
你们知道盼望在哪里吗
？In your living room.
就在你的客厅里面。
In your living room, you grow up a faithful doctors, a honest nurses, a honest handmakers.And it's the hope for this world.
对不起，刚才可能翻的不是太准确。就是在你的生活的生活当中，你就会发现有各种各样的人，像比如说医生了，都会来帮助你。
We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pain of childbirth, right up to the present time.
这是在罗马书第八章二十二节，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息， 劳苦直到如今。
In Hebrews 2:18, because he himself, Jesus, suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
希伯来书二章十八节，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
You know why we are going through temptation or through examination? It's different two things.
你们知道我们为什么我们为什么会被试探或者被试炼？这两者不完全相
同。That we can feel with others and have compassion of our Lord.
我们这样，我们就会能够体验到这种痛苦，我们可以像我们的主一样有怜悯。
In Matthew 9:36, when he saw Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
马太福音第九章三十六节，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Our last point for the preaching today, and I will share some stories that you will be encouraged.
在最后一点，我会分享自己分享一个故事，你会感兴趣。
If that is the case, why the world still want to be under the authority of devil?
我们前面讲的这些，那么我们就会问一个问题：为什么这个世界还不离开撒旦的统治呢？
In 1 Samuel 22, Saul was promising his folks that he will give him good things.
在撒母耳记上二十二章当中，扫罗应许这些人会给他们好处。
Matthew 4:9, we have here the temptation of the devil for Jesus, and that is wonderful thing. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me.
在马太福音第四章当中，撒旦也是给耶稣诱惑说，你如果是服敬拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
This morning I will tell you a secret. The devil is not an engineer. The devil is a businessman.
今天早上我要告诉你一个秘密，就是魔鬼他不是工程师，他是一个生意人。
The devil don't have a building to build.
魔鬼不会修建一个大厦。
But he have been doing business with every one of us.
他是在和我们每一个人做交易。
You know what kind of business?
什么样的交易吗？
Since we were young, he was convincing us, if you wore something different like that, you will have more friends.Right?
当我们从小的时候，他就开始来诱惑我们。如果你跟别人不一样，我来做你的朋友。
A little cheating, and you will gain a lot.
一点点的谎言，一点的欺骗，你就会得到好处。
I will give you everything if you bow for me.
你如果服敬拜我，我就给你所有的东西。
And a lot of time you did.
很多情况下你会受到这个诱惑，我曾经是这样的。
And what's happened in that time? He go to your friend and he offer everything, including you.
那时候他到了所有的人当中，他给这个好处的诱惑，包括所有的人，也包括你。
And he go to the third one, offer everything, including you and your friend.
到了第三个人那里，他又再一次的这样许诺好处，包括你和你的朋友。
He didn't lose anything because he don't own anything.
他不会失掉任何东西， 因为他没有任何的东西。
He's a businessman, right?
撒旦是个生意人，是吧
？I saw someone will agree with me.
我觉得有些人可能会同意我。谢谢你。
People they still following the devil because they still hoping that he have something to give them.
有很多人还是在追随魔鬼，因为他们期许着能从魔鬼那里得到好处。
I will tell you a good stories, but it's kind of suffering stories. And God will recycle our suffering to be a good weapon in our hand for our comfort and for the comfort of others.
我会告诉你一个故事，但是这是一个好的故事，就是神会使用我们的苦难来成为你强壮的武器，安慰你也安慰别人。
I grew up in a Christian Missionary Alliance Church in Beirut and received the Lord when I was 9 years old, baptized 16 years old, start ministry when I was 12 years old.
我是生活在贝鲁特的一个基督教的家庭，我在九岁的时候就认信主和救主，然后16岁受洗。
I got the BA in law, BA in theology, and I am accomplishing my Master of Divinity now.
我学习神学也拿到了学位。
My wife named Nazira. I have 3 kids: Michelle, a girl; Brian, 16; and Samuel, 9.
我的妻子叫 Nazira. 我有三个孩子 ：Michelle, 17岁 ；Brian, 16岁。Samuel, 9岁。
And the university age, God blessed me to be part of church planting team to plant a church for Christian Missionary Alliance in the area where is a lot of Muslim, and I got my experience there.
我在上大学期间就得到神的使命来建立一个教会，在这个Carfagena这里建立教会。
In 2010, I applied for be immigrant to Canada, and my visa should be taking 6 months, and it's delayed for 5 years.
2010年我申请来到加拿大，通常签证会6个月的时间，但是我5年之后才来到这里。
Imagine when you have some normal process that you should have it in period of time, and you have your own plan, and it's not happening.And took long.
你们知道，如果是按照这个预定的预期的话，你会有一个好的计划，但是如果时间太长的话，就一切打乱了。
And usually we have the habit to pray, Lord, I need this thing now in this way.
我们很多时候可能向神祷告，神啊，我需要这个，在以这种方式。
And the Lord tell us there is.Good thing for my glory will happen in this time in different way.
主会告诉我们，事情会发生是以我的意愿来，在这个情况下发生，用不同的方式。
And we have a strangest prayer. Sorry to mention that.
我有一个很奇怪的一个祷告，这是一个故事，有意思的故事要告诉你。
Asking the Lord about His willing, and we are willing that His willing it will be under our willing.
我们祷告神，向告诉他们我们想要的东西，神啊，你的意志应该在我们的意志之下。
I am enjoying studying the book of Samuel and see all the times that.David was moving from a place to another without knowing the willing of God. It's only submitting whatever God asked him.
我在读撒母耳记的时候，就看到大卫，他在很多的时候是not what his willing, but submit to God, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 他并不是在寻求他自己想要什么，而只是顺服神的旨意。
Sometimes God put you in a place to prepare you for a ministry, and sometimes He put you in a place to start a ministry.
有时候神会预备你 在一个地方来做这个事工，也有时候神会预备你在另外的地方去开展事工。
Moses was in Egypt, and it's good place to accomplish the mission, take out the people, but he put him in the desert for 40 years to prepare him for this mission.
摩西把埃及人领出把以色列人领出埃及把犹太人领出埃及带到旷野当中。摩西可能认为哦，我就进入应许之地，但是呢，神是让他在这里等待了40年，没有进入。
It's the same that's happened with me.
同样的事情发生在我的身上。
God used these 5 years for shape my gifts and shape my personality with suffering.
神在这五年当中，用这五年的时间来塑造我，塑造我的性格，透过。
A lot of time without any support, without financial, without a job, but doing what God asked me to do.
很多时候都没我得不到支持，没有经济的来源，是在这个苦难当中，只能顺服神要我做的事情。
During these 5 years, God blessed me to start a school for Syrian refugee for 600 students, 38 teachers.
在这五年的时间当中，我蒙福，能在前，对，我蒙福在能够在这里建立难民的这个学校。
And some of the teachers were all the teachers they get know Jesus, but some of the teachers they go further, get baptized, dedicate their life, study theology, and one couple now is in Barrie, Ontario, to plant a church from Muslim background.
这里有很多的人在这时候就开始学习，甚至学习神学。有其中有的人现在在安大略省在创建教会。
Another wonderful story happened during this 5 years of waiting. I was visiting the area occupied by Hezbollah to make a relief project.
另外一个祝福就是在这个过程当中我。访问了这个地区，在这里有很多救济的工作。
And there I met a guy who has a good heart for the Lord. He offered for me his phone to call his neighbor while he's very poor, very, very, very poor.
这里我遇到了一个很好的弟兄，他是非常非常的贫穷，但是他还给我的电话，让我能够和访问他的朋友。
When I come into his house, I saw his daughter 6 years old, cannot talk, cannot speak, see, cannot walk. It was a meat on the floor.
我看到我到他家的时候，看到他有个6岁的女儿，这个孩子不能说话，不能走路，瘫痪在床。
I pray for him, invite him to the church. Couple of months, he received the Lord as a savior. God bless him with a job, and God heal his daughter.She start talking, walking, and seeing.
我邀请他到教会，然后为他们祷告。奇迹发生了两个月，2个月之后，他的女儿开始能说话，愿意走路。
How amazed our Lord! In that time, He gathered all His relatives to hear about Jesus, and I end up by the end of 5 years. Go ahead.
神是多么的奇妙，他最后他召聚了很多的人，这里这五年的时间当中，神给我了很多东西。
I end up by 5 years having 25 home churches, 125 attendees, 25 believers, 5 leaders from Muslim background.
我在这五年的时间里，建立了25个事工，这里也建立了很多的领袖。
And every 3 months, I was taking out from the area, do for them a full day of discipleship for the believers.
我每个星期都带他们去有一个全天的一个门徒训练过程。
And 2015 is here, and I am in Canada, prepared to serve with refugee. Praise the Lord.
2015年我来到了加拿大，这时候我就可以马上开展难民的事工。
Since I arrived, God blessed me to start a ministry named Hope Community Project, and you have some brochures talking a lot about the Hope Community Project.
神使用我来开展这个希望社区的项目，你们当中可能拿到了这个小册子，里面有这个介绍。
It's a collective ministry between 10 churches in Ottawa working together from different denomination.
在渥太华有十个教会参与，不同宗派，我们共同参与来做这个工程。
They send volunteers to teach. Syrian refugee ESL and also doing Christmas party every Christmas for 500 child.
他们派人来一起来成立了一个英语的一个英语第二语言的学校，也开展圣诞节的活动，派发礼物。
I was pastoring a church of 20 members only.
我牧养一个只有二十个会员的教会。
One night, God gave me an open eyes and have in my church 500 attendees, 230 Muslim and 270 nominal Christian.
神让我开眼界，最终我们教会现在有500人，其中有200多的是穆斯林，200多的以前是名义的基督徒。
God opened my eyes. There is 100,000 Arabic speakers in Ottawa, 1 million in all Canada. 80,000 in Alberta. You imagine more than 20,000 in Edmonton.
神让我开了眼界，在渥太华有10万的穆斯林，全加拿大有超过100万的穆斯林，在阿尔伯塔有80,000 有8万的穆斯林，在。你知道吗？在爱德蒙顿这一个城市就有20,000的穆斯林。
Yeah, in 2018, I start in the web by God willing, ABC. In 2018, I invite my hairdresser, my mechanic, everyone to greet me, and I get 46 attendees first day. 25 of them stuck in the church as a regular attendees. Yeah.
在2018年的时候，我开这个ABC. 阿拉伯语圣经教会，2018年成立。这时候神聚集了有56个人，包括我的理发师，我的修理车的修理工等等。
ABC exists to make disciples. ABC, that means Arabic Bible Church, exists to make disciples from all Arabic speakers, from nominal Christian Muslims and other. Our value is worship, fellowship, discipleship. Sorry.
ABC, 后面我就用这个 ABC 做直接说 ABC 了，它是阿拉伯圣经学校的简写。ABC 它的使命呢是要做为在阿拉伯讲阿拉伯语的社区里面建立门徒，这里包括名义的基督徒、穆斯林，还有其他背景的文化背景的人们。
Last July, we celebrate our 6th anniversary in ABC.
在七月份，我们一起庆祝 ABC 成立六周年。
And God bless us to have women ministry, daughter church in Lebanon through Zoom because of COVID.
神祝福我们，让我们在黎巴嫩有一个支堂。
And also, big gathering of physical attendees, adult ministry, young adult ministry, teens ministry, and outreach team.
这里有我们有很多的事工，有青年的，有青少年的事工。
Last summer we had opportunity 2023 to visit Lebanon, visit the Christian Missionary Alliance with a couple of pastors and to the Bible College.
2023年，我们有一个短宣的活动，是去到黎巴嫩，到这里，我们访问了这里的宣道会。
And we had opportunity to serve with Syrian refugee very humble school.
我们有幸一起参与一起侍奉这里的难民。
Who used to be a cow farm, and through the donation of the team in the short mission, we provide for them heating, panting, food basket, VBS, and trauma healing.
这里的这个学校呢，它的状况非常的简陋，所以我们利用这个短宣的机会，帮助他们粉刷装修，装修学校。
Next September 2025, we are going to do to help out in renovation for bathroom and for outside roof for the playground.
明年呢，我还会继续带一个短宣队去帮助他们来装修洗手间，还有外面的这个房屋屋顶也需要更换。
Another ministry we did a discipleship day for believers. We expect to have 65 believers.
另外一个门训的项目呢，我们有65个成员。
You remember it's all from the area occupied by Hezbollah. We got surprised to have 124.
Sorry, can you repeat again?
You remember it was from the area occupied by Hezbollah?
Hezbollah? What's Hezbollah?
Okay, the area, Muslim area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 你知道在这个地方是叫 Hezbollah, 这个地方呢，它是一个穆斯林的聚居区。
And instead of having 65, we had
124. 我们有124个成员。
And we got a discipleship day, and the beautiful that we got one imam got baptized in that day.
感谢神，我们甚至有一个阿訇这一天受洗。
And now he's studying theology in the Bible College, and he got accepted to be a refugee for Regina.To plant a new Arabic church with Christian Mission Alliance.
他现在正在学习神学，装备，而且他已经承诺要在Regina建堂。
And also we visit the ABC Lebanon, and we are praying to have their own stability, their own pastor and their own facilities.
我们也访问了黎巴嫩的 ABC.
Okay, during COVID, God blessed us to have the gathering of all Arabic leaders in all Canada for monthly meeting, devotion, and discerning to plant churches.
在疫情期间，我们 Can you just sorry 啊、yeah. ？在疫情期间，我们。所有的这讲阿拉伯语的这些带领们，我们聚集在网上一起研讨学习。
Our vision is to for outreaching 1 million to plant 15 churches in the 15 biggest city of Canada.
我们的意向是要在要服务于100万的阿拉伯语社区，然后要在15个大一些的城市建立15所教会。
Through sponsorship for 15 leaders from Syrian refugee, Muslim backgrounds, or nominal Christian background.
我们会资助15位领袖，这些领袖来自于叙利亚的难民、穆斯林社区，或者是基督教背景。
And have a free online training for them with Bible College in Lebanon in Arabic.
而且我们要有一个免费的线上的一个培训的项目，神学培训的项目是包括服务于加拿大和黎巴嫩。
Through the statistic of LMT Loving Muslim Together, we have 644 mosques in all Canada, 68 of them in Alberta.
统计显示，我们在全加拿大有644家清真寺。其中在阿尔伯塔有68家。
While we don't have more than two churches in Alberta, one in Edmonton and one in Calgary.
而我们在阿尔伯塔省讲阿拉伯语的教会只有两家，一家在埃蒙顿，一家在卡尔加里。
Imagine in Edmonton we have 15 official mosques.
你们知道在埃蒙顿有15家清真寺。
For example, in Ottawa, we have 100,000 Arabic speakers, and we were aiming 5 years ago to have 4 churches.
在 渥太华有十万的讲阿拉伯语的人口。 在5年之前，我们想要建立4座的教会。
We celebrate last July ABC 6th anniversary in the West.
我们去年，我们上个月，几个月之前，庆祝了ABC建立6周年，它是在西区。
2 weeks also we got license one of the Sudanese leader in the East and start a church there.
在两周之前，我们有一个苏丹的一个牧师，他也拿到了牧师的执照，会在东区建立一个家教会。During
COVID, we raise up fund to have a family, and we already have it to start the Kurdish ministry in Ottawa.
在疫情期间，我们拿到了资助，要资助一个库尔德的家庭，他们会建立一家库尔德的教会。
And another family already fund the raise fund for them, and we will processing the file to have them in Ottawa and plant home churches for Muslims.
还有一个家庭，我们也筹集了资金，要在渥太华建立一个家庭教会。
We did a couple of sponsorship to help in ABC, but sorry.
我们有这个意向，ABC建堂的意向。And
God bless us to have this not be still a dream, but become a vision who come to accomplish in all Canada.
神给我们这个，让我们不只是梦想，而是给我们意向，来在全加拿大建立教会。
God help us to start many new ventures in Gatineau with Brother Eli, in Kingston, Brother Nadallah.
神给我们一些初创教会的领袖，他这里讲到了两个。
In Melton, Pastor Wahid, and in the future, Pastor Giovanni in Regina.
还有这个Giovanni在Regina.
Many opportunities. We will be celebrating the first new venture Arabic in BC by January, by God willing.
在 BC 呢，如果神允许的话，我们会很快庆祝建立一个 BC 的第一家 ABC 教会。
We are praying for new venture in Edmonton now, and let's pray for that. And I am praying that I will have time to spend 75% of my time in Canada, discerning opportunity, visiting churches, and 25% in Lebanon, doing short mission trip to Lebanon.
我也一直在祷告，在阿尔伯塔省更多的建立教会。我会把我75%的时间用在加拿大，然后25%的时间用在短宣，黎巴嫩的短宣。
God will recycle your suffering to be a good weapon in your hand for your comfort and for the comfort of others.
神会使用你的患难来成为你手中强有力的武器，为你得安慰，也为更多的人得安慰。God
did and still doing that in my life.
神做了这些，也一直在继续使用在 Richard 的生命当中。
I invite you this morning for partnering or going to the short mission trip to Lebanon and partnering with ABC Vision.
我在这里，我邀请你能够参与我们短宣的计划，以及ABC的建堂计划。
More detail in those brochures that you have it.
这些小册子里面有详细的信息。
Let's pray this morning.
我们一起来祷告。I
know you are suffering.
我知道你可能在患难之中。Jesus
knows that you are suffering.
耶稣知道你在患难。It's
not the time to ask God willing in your life.
这个时候不是要向神诉说你的意愿是什么。It's
time to submit your willing to His will.
这时候是要我们要把我们自己的己降服在神的意愿之下。
And his promise today, he will recycle your suffering to be a good weapon in your hand for your comfort and for the comfort of others.
他今天的应许是要使用你的苦难，能够成为你手中强有力的武器，能够安慰你自你，也安慰其他的人。
Can you pray with me those sentence?
你能和我一起来祷告吗？
Tell him, Lord, I love you.
主啊，我爱你。
Even my Mandarin language with all letters will not express how much I love you.
虽然我的汉语只知道几个字，没法来表达。
But you know the beat of my heart.
你知道我的心跳。
Lord, I am suffering.
主啊，我在受苦。
Even the Mandarin language with all letters will not express how much I am suffering.
即使汉语也，即使这语言也无法表达我的苦难。
But you know the beat of my heart.
主啊，你知道我的心跳，你知道我的心。
I submit my willing to your willing this morning.
我把我自己的意志，顺服在你的意志之下。
Recycle my suffering to be a good weapon in my hand for my comfort and for the comfort of others.
重新使用我的苦难来成为我手中强有力的武器，能够安慰我，也安慰其他的人。
Jesus' name, Amen.
以耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen.
Thank you.
Do you want to play the video?
No.